morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, May 19th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. The U.S. Senate has given its final approval on President Trump's pick to oversee the country's Bureau of Land Management. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more.
Senators voted on party lines Monday, 46-43, to confirm Steve Pierce as Bureau of Land Management head and to approve more than 40 other Trump nominees simultaneously. Pierce is a former Republican congressman from New Mexico. Ranching and Energy Group supported him. Darian Fernandez, a member of the town council in Taos, New Mexico, says he's concerned that Pierce could further Trump's oil and gas agenda.
Without any care to sensitive critical habitats for wildlife or the needs of locals in communities.
Environmental groups raised concerns about Pierce's prior business with the oil industry and his past advocacy for selling public lands. In the confirmation process, Pierce said large-scale sales wouldn't be allowed without congressional approval. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
A federally funded program to protect big game migration corridors on private land is expanding in our region. It's already in effect in three states, including Wyoming, and is now coming to a fourth. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports.
Throughout the West, a large portion of big game habitat is on private land. So federal money is funneling through states to landowners
to do habitat work on their land or to put their land into a conservation easement.
Wyoming Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce says that includes changing fences to make it easier for antelope or mule deer to go under or over, or paying landowners rent to preserve grasslands. Wyoming has had the program since 2022, thanks to millions of dollars from the U.S. Agriculture Department. Colorado and Idaho joined the following year, and now Utah.
People became very interested and have been asking, when is it our turn?
Bruce says states can measure how the program is working with GPS collars. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Dozens of communities and environmental groups in the Colorado River Basin are seeking $2 billion from Congress to respond to historic drought conditions. KUNC Scott Franz has more on how that money could help.
Crews in Colorado could use the funds to remove dead trees ahead of what's expected to be a bad wildfire season. States could also pay farmers and others to use less water. These are just a few ideas being floated by the Nature Conservancy, which is one of the 70 organizations signing on to the emergency request for funds. It's not clear yet how such a big pool of money would be distributed among seven states in the Colorado River Basin. Last week, federal water experts warned that Lake Powell, the upper basin's largest reservoir, is on track to receive the lowest amount of water this summer in its 63-year history. Scott Franz, KUNC.
Pensions for Wyoming's retired public employees pay out the same amount now as they did when George W. Bush was president. As Wyoming News Now's Akili Bonner reports, some are trying to change that.
The Wyoming public retirement system has many different kinds of retired workers, but unlike Social Security, around 38,000 pensioners do not get, quote, a little bit more money than last year through cost of living adjustments or COLA. Thus, Tom Laycock and AARP Wyoming members have gone in front of the Wyoming Joint Appropriations Committee.
This is teachers, people who used to work for the state, people who used to run snowplows, you know, things along those lines. That account has not had a COLA to its members since 2008.
I spoke to Wyoming representative and JAC member Trey Sherwood, who tells me her and the other members are in the learning and understanding phase with COLA, but that it is in their wheelhouse.
My constituents say, like, hey, we retired, we love the state of Wyoming, we stay in our communities, we serve, but inflation is really eating into our buying power.
The next meeting of the Joint Appropriations Committee will be in Lander on June 22nd and 23rd, starting at 8:30 a.m. I'm Akili Bonner, Wyoming News Now.
And you might want to mark your calendar for this one. Anglers will be able to fish for free on June 6th. Wyoming Free Fishing Day allows residents and non-residents to fish most public waters without a license. This includes federal lands except within the Wind River Reservation and Yellowstone National Park. Events are planned around the state for youth and families on the same day. Check out your local Game and Fish website for details and exceptions. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Despite the mild winter, a Buffalo Wood Bank had its busiest year yet. The Buffalo Bulletin reports the Clear Creek Wood Bank started 4 years ago. This year, it gave out just under 131 cords of free wood to area residents to help with heating costs. Plus, this year, some Clear Creek middle schoolers made fire starters to give out, and New West High School students logged a lot of volunteer hours. The University of Wyoming had a strong performance at the International Business Ethics and Sustainability Case Competition. UW teams earned runner-up honors in the 25-minute and 10-minute presentation graduate divisions and in the 90-second presentation undergraduate division. Casper College students get a unique insight into how their school is run. The Casper Star Tribune reports each year a student gets to spend the day as the college's president. Elizabeth Lehman got the honor this year, but she added a twist. While she was giving feedback in a Board of Trustees meeting, she sent President Brandon Cosine to sit in on her classes. And USA Today's Go Escape West 2026 special edition highlighted Laramie as one of Wyoming's top destinations for authentic cowboy culture. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Who was the first Pony Express rider to enter Wyoming, and when was that? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, Wyoming is home to the fastest land animal in North America. What speedy creature is that, and just how fast is it? It was an easy one. It's the pronghorn. About 320,000 of them live in the state, and yes, they are pretty darn quick. They can hit more than 60 miles an hour for short distances and can hold up to 35 to 40 miles an hour over longer distances. Congratulations to John Norton, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow. Thank you.